Welcome to Q&A with T&K. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A.
With T&K, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Tiffany, your local question-answering people.
For this season, it's mainly focused on...
parenting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
oh!
I can burp on demand.
I cannot.
I think fart jokes are really funny.
Yeah, I do too.
And like making fart noises.
Hilarious.
Like, it's still funny. And I'm
still funny.
How old am I? I think I'm 38. I'm 38.
How old am I? I don't know. I'm
like,
31.
Farts 32. Are still hilarious when they smell. Like my husband and I can be driving in the car and he will fart and it will smell so bad. And I all of a sudden like... before I get a whiff of it, like I see him silent laughing, like his shoulders shaking because he knows that it's gonna like hit everyone and just like it's so funny.
It's so funny. So that should be our disclaimer for this episode. If we're talking about farts and we're talking about poop and we're talking about bodily functions. Because kids think it's hilarious.
They do.
Because it is hilarious.
It is. And I think part of the reason that kids talk about penises and farts and boogers and like Knox talks about ginas all the time.
Oh my gosh. When I went to visit you in Minnesota, you were going to the bathroom and Knox was in the shower. And I could just hear him, help, help. And he's rustling the shower curtain. Help, help. I'm stuck in a gina.
Oh my goodness.
And it's funny.
It is funny. So I guess don't listen to this episode. Or maybe you'd listen for another point of view. If you don't like fart and poop jokes and you
I think
don't think your child should ever say any of those things.
Yes.
Maybe listen because you can get an idea of why it is developmentally appropriate.
Yep.
And why it is okay.
Yeah. I think a lot about how children develop a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And at its core, we talked about this in an earlier episode, I think, but at its core, humor is saying something unexpected at an unexpected time.
Yeah.
And like, poop pretty much counts for that at any point in time.
Exactly. And farts too.
Yeah. Any potty words that aren't directly, I peed my pants and you're in the bathroom.
Exactly.
It's like not expected. It feels like left field for kids. Like they're reinventing the wheel every time.
Every time.
Knock, knock, who's there? Poop on your head.
Uh-huh.
Knock, knock, who's there? Bird poop on your head.
Do you want to know what Knox's favorite is?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Button.
Button who?
Button your face. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stinky button.
Stinky button you.
Stinky button your face.
Oh, Knox, I love you. Oh, and it's funny. And if you don't have that chance to laugh with your children about the things that they think are funny, then you're missing out.
Yeah. And if you forbid potty talk, I mean, there's a place and a time for potty talk. Like maybe you don't want potty or words or poop or farts at the table. That's okay.
Definitely.
But if you completely outlaw it in your home, they're going to sneak that language behind you. It's just like bad words.
Definitely. Wow. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that there is value in teaching time and place, though.
Exactly.
This doesn't mean that every poop joke has to be hilarious.
Right.
It's totally okay to teach your kids what you find funny.
Mm-hmm.
because it's different than what their friends find funny.
Yeah.
And if they are minding their own business, laughing about a good penis joke because they're two little boys and, ooh, it hit my penis, is like, oh, it's so funny when you're five. But, like, don't butt in and shut that down unless it's, like, I want to say inappropriate, but right. I don't think that's the right word.
I think if you are, let's think of a place where it would be super inappropriate.
Grandma's funeral.
Yeah, I was going to say funeral. If you're at a funeral and you're making fart noises in the pew, that's probably not the right time for that. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be, there's a different threshold there for probably all parents. So it's figuring out where your own threshold is and wherever that is, that's okay.
Yeah. I think it's our job as parents to model finding things funny and not finding things funny.
Right.
And if you don't think that poop jokes are funny, you can simply say, oh, I don't think that's funny. But
somebody
I know Knox does, so you should go tell Knox.
Yeah. Yeah, and not shutting him down and making him feel bad about it.
Right? Because you have to have different people for all the different types of funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of like trust building. Mm-hmm. Do I trust you with this secret? Do I trust you with this joke?
Right.
And we all know that feeling of telling a joke that does not go over well.
Right.
Oh.
It's like crickets. It's like, yeah, it's not a good, it's not.
I'll never forget when I was, I think I was 6 or 7 when the O.J. Simpson trial was going on. Have I told you this story?
No.
Okay. My grandma was obsessed with the O.J. Simpson trial. I, as a first or second grader or whatever I was, watched the entire trial.
Seriously?
Yes. It was boring. It bored me to tears.
How
so I often
many days long room. Was it?
Oh, in my mind, it was the entire summer.
That's how I was for Baby Jessica. You're probably too little to remember Baby Jessica.
Down the well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That lasted like a whole year of my life. Maybe that was an ill-timed joke. I don't know.
No, this is the episode where we push those boundaries.
Okay.
So we are driving around on Christmas Day trying to find a parking spot because we always went to the movies on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And my grandpa's with us, and I haven't spent much time with my grandpa. My grandpa lives in California. He comes up every, like, 5 years or so. I probably met him 2 or 3 times in my life at this point. So we're driving up and down trying to find a parking spot. It's jam-packed because it's, like, Aladdin or something that we're going to see. Mm-hmm. And we finally find a spot, and we're in this big RAV4. We were in a big car. And my mom's looking at it, and my dad's like, oh, I don't know. And, you know, it's kind of a small spot. And I, in the back seat, I just went, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Which is funny as heck for a 6-year-old to say. But my grandpa just, he did not think it was funny. And he said, like, something like, that is not funny at all. That he was trying to describe sarcasm, and that, like, sarcasm was not appreciated in his presence.
Mm. And you still remember that?
I still remember that.
Because I'm sure you felt a little ashamed.
Definitely. Because if Grandpa hadn't been in the car, that joke would have really taken off.
Dang, Grandpa.
But I didn't read my audience right. There's a lot of social give and take that goes into humor and laughter.
And most of the time, 3- and 4-year-olds cannot read their audience right.
Nope.
No.
Definitely not. Mm-mm. Because it's just, it's funny to them, and it just comes out.
Uh-huh.
There's no filter.
Mm-mm. No.
But as a parent, you can help them find that filter by, like, when we're at the table, I don't want to hear that.
Right.
Tell me later when you're in the bathtub, because that's a fine place or whatever. Right.
Tiffany's eating pretzels, if you can.
I know. They're just delicious.
They're the Dots. If you're from Minnesota, you know Dots homestyle pretzels.
They're really good. And I feel rude that I'm eating while we're podcasting.
I'm eating M&M's.
It's so hard to sit and chat and not eat at the same time.
It is. It's so hard.
Yeah.
You can keep eating them. Okay, so what we're trying to say is that this is a completely appropriate. Like,
yes. Every child goes through it.
Every child.
Maybe the thing that, maybe they don't fixate on the poop and the pee. Maybe they fixate on, 1 year I had a group that thought egg salad sandwich was the most hilarious punchline to any joke ever.
Oh.
So you would just be going along and then they'd say, look what I brought you, an egg salad sandwich. And everyone would just like fall into fits of laughter on the floor. And I didn't get it. And it didn't like trigger me in any way. I was just like, I'm not part of this crew. I clearly, I missed something somewhere along the lines. But like, what is the deal with egg salad sandwiches,
right,
guys?
I like an egg salad sandwich.
I know, they're delicious, aren't they?
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, Kristen.
Egg salad sandwich!
It's just, it doesn't have the same effect, you know?
Well, so what's the point of this podcast?
The point of this podcast is to think about if you get annoyed by potty language or you disapprove of it. Cursing is another one that kind of fits into this.
Yeah.
How do you teach your child that those things have a time and a place and they have different people that they can share that with and that's okay?
Right.
They don't have to share everything with you. I think that's another hard thing for parents. Like, they don't have to share your same sense of humor at all times.
Right. Well, I think, I think I've already kind of said this, but in wrapping up, all families and all parents are going to have a different threshold.
Yes.
And
yes.
A different time and a place where things are appropriate or inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's finding that balance. I still think farts are funny.
It's because they are. Oh, they're very funny.
They are, especially when they smell really bad. Like, how does that even happen?
I know. To me, the smelly ones are funny, but, like, the loud, the real butt-cheek clackers, those ones get me.
I know.
Oh, those get me every time.
Oh, Knox will fart sometimes, and he'll go, Mama, motorcycle's coming.
we say... Boulders are rolling.
Boulders are rolling
down the creek. Got them roller boulders. Kurt's dad used to say that the spiders were barking.
Oh.
Ah, barking spiders.
My favorite is when old people are walking and you hear...
crop dusting.
Oh, well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen, I have a song to sing you.
Oh, okay.
Guy and I wrote it in the shower one day.
Okay, tell me.
It goes, ha, 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 hee, 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 ho, 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 hum. Boogers are funny. Boogers are funny. Boogers are funny. They're funny to you. Boogers are funny. Boogers are funny. Boogers are funny, and I think so, too.
I love it.
Yeah. One day at school, we sang that song. And kids went around and said, like, the thing that they thought was naughtiest. And then we just sang it over and over again.
That's so and fun. Like,
me singing that butts are funny over it, like, so many times. The first time, they were all mortified. And then by the end, we were all just dying of laughter.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So embrace it.
Yeah.
Well, they're just learning how to be funny people.
Well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on Fartin' A.
With TK.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall, Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.